After a nearly 20-year war in Afghanistan, the U.S. military's mission will finally come to an end at the end of August. That's according to a new estimate today from President Biden. That announcement coming amid violent flare-ups between the Afghan government and Taliban militants. The Taliban has spent the past week threatening key border crossing locations in Afghanistan. Just today, militants seized the area between Afghanistan and Iran. Afghan forces working to beat back the Taliban attacks, sifting through what's left at Bagram Air Base, which served as the epicenter of U.S. operations in Afghanistan. And President Biden today defending the administration's decision to move forward with those plans to withdraw troops, despite that recent uptick in violence. NewsHour correspondent Allison Harris live at the White House tonight with a closer look, Allison, at what the president had to say during his news conference, and things did become confrontational at times.
They did, Nicole. This is the most the president has spoken publicly about the withdrawal of troops in Afghanistan since it was announced in mid-April. And he was adamant that he does not believe that the U.S. can remain tethered to policies created 20 years ago, saying that the threat of terror for this country has moved and metastasized.
You trust the Taliban?
No, I do not.
Country to the Taliban.
No, I do not trust the Taliban.
Today, President Biden in heated exchanges with reporters on Afghanistan. The president saying the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan is not inevitable.
It's a silly question. Do I trust the Taliban? No. But I trust the capacity of the Afghan military, who is better trained, better equipped.
But on the ground, the Taliban is relentless, surging and getting closer to the capital as concerns grow that Kabul will fall. The U.S. military saying withdrawal is now more than 90% complete, ending America's longest war.
You are the essential part.
The president, who has long opposed troops remaining permanently in Afghanistan, says no outside force has ever unified the country, and the U.S. did not go there to nation build.
The mission was accomplished in that we got Osama bin Laden, and terrorism is not emanating from that part of the world. And that's why I believe that this is the right decision and, quite frankly, overdue.
The Pentagon won't say exactly how many U.S. troops remain in Afghanistan, but after 20 years, $2 trillion spent and more than 2,400 Americans killed, with thousands returning home with mental health issues, the president wants them out by the end of August.
I will not send another generation of Americans to war in Afghanistan with no reasonable expectation of achieving a different outcome.
Afghans had been fleeing territory in the north, now planning counteroffensives, hoping to take back some control. An Afghan airstrike killed four Taliban fighters, some fighters vowing never to go back to the days of Taliban rule.
I am a soldier of the National Army, and I will defend my homeland as long as a drop of blood remains in my body.
We're now getting reaction to the president's remarks today from Republicans who are criticizing the president for giving the American people, quote, false hope that the Afghan military can fight off the Taliban, and for not sharing a specific, detailed plan for what happens after the complete withdrawal of U.S. troops. Nicole?
Yeah, I think we all want to know what will happen. All right.